All right, let's begin, Eva.
All right.
Okay. So we'll check in with those people who are joining in a minute. So we'd like to give you a great big welcome, because this
Woo-hoo!
Is the party call of the year.
This is, yes, be ready for rapid expansion.
Hi, it's Darlene. I just came on board.
Hi,
excellent.
Darlene.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else who wants to say hi before we continue? If you haven't said hi already. Okay, fine. So, Eva, you want to begin?
Well, first of all, I asked something. What are you going to do this week?
Expand rapidly.
Expand.
Okay.
Oh.
That's good. And you're also going to receive. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And how are you going to do it?
By expecting to?
Effortlessly.
Great.
Okay? So here's our chant. And here's how we open up the calls. I think we're even ending the calls. I'm going to say, what are you going to do this week? And I want to hear from all of you, receive. And I'm going to say, how are you going to do it? And you're going to say, effortlessly.
Okay.
Ooh.
Got this?
Yep.
Got that.
Got it.
All right. If you are on mute, unmute yourself. We want to hear you. So here we go. What are you going to do this week?
Receive.
And how are you going to do it?
Effortlessly.
Yes, and I'm Eva, and I'm a magnificent receiver.
And I'm Gina, and I'm a magnificent receiver.
And every time you speak up on this call or you send an email to the group, which there will be lots of that going on over the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, then you're going to say your name, and you're going to say, I am a magnificent receiver. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be sending you, we have our own Rapid Expansion little icon logo that each of you will get in the email, and you can post that wherever it is. It's sort of just your affirmation, basically, that says and reminds you that you indeed are a magnificent receiver.
Yep. So I want to say that I'm going to do a short introduction, and Eva, I forgot to write an introduction for myself. So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Gina Gabellini, and I have a coaching practice under Masterpiece Coaching and Training, and I also have a business with Eva together called Abundance Abounds. And so if you want to know any more about me, in case you didn't already know everything there is to know that you care to know, you can go to our portal website, which is abundanceabounds.com. And one thing for those of you who don't, I've never taken a class with Eva or I before, the one thing I want to maintain is that we are always about having impactful learning and having fun at the same time, because it really can be easy. And we are also very, very, very informal. And so what you're going to need to do is, if there is something you're needing and you have a question, feel free at any time to interrupt, because we are like that, and we don't mind questions, and you can stop us cold turkey right in the middle, and please don't apologize for anything on this call with us, or any other call you ever take with us. There's no apologies. Just get to request what you want.
That's right, and we're highly interactive, and we love hearing from you, and we love playing with you. I, too, am a coach and with a business with Gina, and one of the things she didn't say is that we're wild and crazy gals. I mean, Gina leaps tall buildings in a single bound. Well, actually, she doesn't leap tall buildings in a single bound. She jumps off buildings. So actually what she does is she jumps out of airplanes. She really does that, and she does that a lot.
Happy birthday, Eva.
Oh, thank you. And I like to keep my feet on the ground. So although I've jumped out of planes and jumped off bridges, I choose the running part. And so when I'm running, I run forever. You know, Forrest Gump. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running forever, trained for a marathon. 3 years later, I finally ran my marathon. So this is kind of who we are. So just get used to it.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Exactly.
And you'll get to know us better as time goes on, and I know a lot of you already know us.
Yes.
So we want to thank you for coming. Our intention for this call and the rest of the series of calls that we're going to do is going to raise the bar on what you are allowing and manifesting into your life. Allowing meaning, you know, everything you want, you can have. It's just a matter of, are you in the receiving mode, or are you in the resistance mode, or are you in the irritation mode?
A lot of that.
Wow.
Yeah, we got lots of background. If you think it's you, if you could star 6, that would be great.
That's irritation mode.
Woohoo! See, asking it is given.
And it can be easy.
Because we're magnificent receivers.
So we really want to put it back to you, and it's up to you on your side how willing you are to raise the bar for yourself. How good can you do it? Because this is not about playing small. It's also not about how many we're going to, you know, push you out of your box so you can take bigger actions. I mean, that may happen, but that's not the main thing that we're going to focus on. It's going to be stop resisting, get into receiving.
Yep, that's it. This is all about the third law of attraction. It's the law of attraction that whatever you focus on, you will get more of. Particularly, the emotional charge you have around something expands what you're getting and how quickly you get it. And the second law is then you get to be deliberate about what you want. You just reach for thoughts that feel better. Reach for thoughts and put the focus on what you want. But that's only the beginning. What we're doing in this class is we're taking it to the ultimate level, which is the law of allowing. The law of allowing, which means I understand that what I focus on, I get more of. And if I don't like what I'm getting, I get to be deliberate about what I choose to reach for that has me feel better. It's all about how you feel, which is what we're talking about today. And then knowing and trusting that if this is so, and it is, there are no exceptions to these universal laws anywhere, then all you have to do is trust and relax and allow it to come. And this is the muscle we'll be practicing. So this is actually Gina's most favorite law.
So the law of allowing is basically about, okay, now I'm focused on what I want, and if I'm being deliberate, the way deliberate in our thoughts, for those of you who are not familiar with the law of attraction, what we mean is you're being conscious rather than, it's like you are actually deciding from a grounded place what you want and what you're thinking versus just reacting all the time or thinking habitual thoughts. A habitual thought might be, I wonder if this is going to turn out. I hope everything turns out great. This is going to be a really good event. La, 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 la. Instead of, you know, a being from a grounded conscious place, I would say, how do I want the event to look? How do I want to feel? What might be coming of it? So once you are focused positively and deliberately on what you want, the only thing you need to do from that point is expect the thing to happen. Now, it's quite challenging sometimes to do that when you see no proof in front of you that you're going to get the thing that you want, whether it be tangible or intangible. In fact, when we don't start seeing results fast, a lot of times what we do is we assume that we did something wrong, or if you know the laws of attraction, you assume that you're not allowing, and then you start backpedaling. So if you're being a magnificent receiver, you're really allowing the universe to deliver. And if you're allowing that, everything that you do around that thing that you want, whether it's an action taken or you're thinking about it or maybe you have a little strategy on how you're going to get it, will feel really easy. And if you're a magnificent receiver, you will eliminate the words hope, maybe, we'll see, those kinds of words that are not solid about, you will eliminate those from your vocabulary. So you want to start catching yourself as you become more conscious, even if your thoughts, and if you say it out loud, hopefully someone will catch you, because it's not very concrete, specific thinking. That's me. What you're really saying, if you say any of those words, is I'm not really sure that's going to happen. Okay, so for some of you, you may be faking it for a while and talking yourself into the fact that, yes, I get to have the thing that I want, and that's okay. You got to start somewhere. Baby steps are okay, but we want to see really how good you can stand it. Eva, do you want to add anything about the law of allowing?
No, that's it. It's just really holding your focus on you. Anything that you want is your birthright. It's your birthright. There's nothing more you need to have to do or prove about it. So just keep your focus on it and let it come in.
Okay. And we're going to be doing a lot of, we call it busting your chops. When we see you going into that place where you're not allowing, or we hear the words hope, or we even hear doubt in your voice, even though you may be saying the correct words, you know, that seem like you're aligned with what you say you want, your belief level's high, but if we sense anything about it that isn't aligned, we're going to remind you. And what we're going to say is, and we might just completely seem like we're being rude and cut you off, and we're going to say, oh, powerful you. And what we're telling you is that means we're reminding you of who you are and the power you have over to manifest exactly what you want. So if you hear any doubt or you are acting like you are a victim to whatever's happening, like there's no solution for you or something's being done to you, we're going to let you know, and that's our soft way of doing it, although it may seem kind of abrupt.
Yep, we'll just interrupt you right in the middle and say, oh, you powerful you. You know, we used to be in a group where when people would come and say, oh, but I feel so fat today, that would be kind of the thing where we'd say, oh, powerful you. And that group, we used to go, in other words, we would kiss them away. You know, we would just kiss them right back into their alignment. Well, in this call, we're going to be powerfuling you back into your alignment. The other thing, too, is that we are big on celebrating our wins and celebrating other people's wins. And so we're really wanting to hear from all of you, all of the wins that are happening while we're doing this class together. And there's yet another code word. We're full of codes here. And that is cheers. So I'd like to make a toast to acknowledge, appreciate, and celebrate, you know, this group coming together and all of you finding the time and the wherewithal to be on here. Cheers! And so everybody would just go cheers when someone shares something. So you also can acknowledge yourself about something, or you can acknowledge someone else. So for instance, with Gina, you know, I acknowledge Gina for being the most perfect business partner, most perfect partner that you could ever imagine. I mean, talk about the laws of attraction bringing someone together in the way that we did. It's just unbelievable. But here's the thing about her. Gina, her energy enters the room before she does. I mean, this is the energy that Gina emanates. And people stand up and notice, and people want to know who she is. So this is something that I love about her, and I get. And the other thing, Gina, I have to acknowledge you for, is you're the most powerful and the best coach I have ever experienced, whether it's been with me or whether I've witnessed you. And so, you know, cheers for Gina. And so you can also acknowledge yourself. You know, I want to acknowledge myself for, you know, standing up for myself. I've never done that before. And everybody goes, cheers.
Oh, well, thank you, Eva.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's hear it, group. Cheers.
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 Yes, that's what's to happen. And we'll be asking for your wins and acknowledgments on the calls as we're moving through. And you will also be doing this on the email group. We'll be sharing with you. And so this is all about, it's the season for it. This is all about the powerful you being magnificent receivers and toasting and cheering this entire group for 5 weeks. We've got 5 weeks.
Now, I want to remind you all, you know, that it's funny that we teach this class during Thanksgiving, because most people who are focused in Thanksgiving, whether, you know, maybe some of you aren't in this country, but when we focus on Thanksgiving, it's all about gratitude and giving thanks. And we this class is about receiving. But the other flip side of it is you are a more magnificent receiver when you are in gratitude.
Yes.
So that's part of why it's so important to be acknowledging, because when you're acknowledging something, how fabulous you are, or something that you just had the courage to do, or you're appreciating another, you're putting yourself in the receiving mode, because appreciation feels good. It's one of the fastest ways for you to get into that receiving mode. It's very hard for me to be you know, sad or, you know, irritated when someone's acknowledging me. Or if I'm starting noticing, if you've ever done this, if you've ever been in a funk or feeling like business isn't good enough or, oh, my gosh, I'm not good enough for some reason, something in life is giving you that feedback and you instantly interpret it as, I'm not good enough. If you start looking at what you have been up to and what you have done, you'll notice that your mood starts shifting, even if it's ever so slightly. I mean, you know, we can get in our deep funks, and trust me, I know those. But it's a really good way to ease your way out. So if you find yourself stuck at all over the next few weeks, know that this would be the easiest way for you to come back into alignment, is to appreciate or acknowledge. And I have to say, for some of you, you may not be comfortable, quote, tooting your own horn, especially via email.
Get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, you want to just bust out. We want to hear everything, even if it may seem you interpret or judge that we're going to see it as something small. If it's big to you, it's big. So please, I really want you, this is a good way for you to come out and really own who you are, is to share it by email or on the phone.
Definitely.
So, Eva, should we get up, do an exercise real quick?
Yes, and here's one of the ways, too, that you can shift your energy, and it's a way to share your wins with the group. Certainly on the phone when we're doing the classes like this together, the calls like this, but also on email. And that's something that some of you are familiar with called the What If Up game. So I would like to take a volunteer, if I might, and carry you through the What If Up game, which is completely about shifting your energy to feeling better, better, best.
I'll volunteer. This is Yifa in Illinois.
And this is who?
Yifa in
Lisa.
Illinois.
Okay.
It's not Lisa. It's spelled Y-E-E-F like Frank A-H.
Y-E-E-F. A-H. Yifa.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So this is a game that we play. You can play it with yourself when you're wanting to shift your energy, and it's a fabulous game when you start what if upping, which means you're going into a fantasy of how outrageous and great can you stand it? How good can you stand something? All right. So what is something that you'd like to focus on that you'd like to really amp your energy up around? Or a win?
Bringing more customers into my business.
Bringing
customers? Allowing my business to grow and even exist, actually.
Okay, so the What If Up game looks like, so now you get to go as outrageous as you can. This is not based in reality at all, okay? So for you, it's growing your business. And so I'll start, and then I'll have you come back and give me one, okay?
Okay.
So what if, within the time frame of this class, your business netted $1 million?
What? And then I say, what if?
Yes. Yes. So okay. Find something. You're wanting to shift your energy into feeling really good.
What if, in the time frame of this class, not only did my business net $1 million, but I was asked to speak on several talk shows and do seminars for thousands of people.
Yeah, and what if not only that, but they were so going, I want to have what she's having, that you're plastered all over Time Magazine and Oprah's Magazine, and now you're on the Oprah Show, and now Oprah's saying, well, wait a minute, we need to do a whole segment and have you come on, you know, two times a month for the next 3 years.
And what if then I have my own magazine and several book contracts?
So, how are you feeling?
Really bubbly.
Bubbly. Well, that's where we want you to feel. We want you to feel really bubbly. Like this, we are our own champagne here. And that's what the What If Up is game is all about. And so as you're sharing your wins, share on the email group, and everyone, and you'll get the feel of this when we started on the email group, but then you top that, and what if this, and what if that, and you just start helping each other raise your energy around each other's dreams even, each other's dreams and aspirations.
And I would also even respond to what if by email, like when someone's stating something.
Yes.
You could come back, because it might ignite something in you that's, you know, similar, and you might come back with your own what if, either about them or yourself. And you can just, or you can just acknowledge them as if it's already happened. Cheers! Yeah, right on!
Exactly.
Now, for some of you, there's going to be a lot of emails. This is probably one of the highest volume email classes that we do. So, you know, only read them when you don't need to read them all the time, and you don't need to be on email. Do it when it feels good and you want an upliftment. Don't look at it as a have to. I want to say that because I know for some of you, we already get a ton of emails. So just, you know, it's there for when you need it. And some of you might be back and forth all day, and you love it. But there's no right way to do it. I just wanted to put that in because some of you, you know, get overwhelmed, and then you get resistant, and it doesn't need to be that way. This can be easy.
Exactly.
Any questions about the What If Up game? Okay. This is a great thing to do if you notice yourself playing the What If Down game, which is... go ahead.
This is Cinda. I actually have a question
yes.
on... who will be sending out the emails so that I can make sure not to delete them?
Oh, that's a
like
good.
What will the from be?
What will
for
the
example,
what be?
The from, well, so it will the initial group emails will come from Gina and myself. But once you got the group emails, then it's all of this group because you'll reply all when you're answering these.
So just copy and paste from the to line when we send it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask this in a simpler way.
Okay.
I almost missed the reminder today because it came from a Lori A. English, and I had no idea who that was, but I recognized the rapid expansion phrase in the subject line. So because I have a filter to filter out people that I don't want to get emails from. So will it be coming from Lori? Will it be coming from you?
It'll be coming from us initially, and then as people respond, obviously it's from each person in the class. But to make it easy for all of you who need to go look in your spam box, your trash box, let's do our best to remember to put in the subject line RE for rapid expansion in the subject line before anything you say.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
This is Whitefire, and I have something to say about RE. RE is also used for RE, you know, like re-subject matter. So I think it should be something more than RE because that'll show up in everything that I respond to.
Okay. Then
that's a good point.
So.
How about EX for expansion?
That's my ex. And he is definitely in my spam filter. We will do something.
We'll just put rapid expansion. Just
we'll
spell
it out.
Something like allow this email.
Yeah. We'll definitely rapid expansion will be in there. Okay.
And we'll just intend
that
it'll
we'll
be
go
easy.
From there.
And for all of you who need to receive the emails, you will be magnificent.
You will be magnificent receivers.
And they will come through. And thank you for bringing that up, Lucinda.
Yeah.
All right. Now then. Everybody, hopefully you all have a piece of paper you have access to or a keyboard. If you are, get it out. If you're driving and you're on mute, don't do it. Okay. I'm going to give you a minute, because we didn't tell you to bring that. And so get a paper, pencil, let's get ready to rock and roll, because this is going to be a timed exercise. Okay. Anybody?
I have to say thank you. This is Whitefire, and I'm a magnificent receiver, and I have to say thank you for that piece of Oh, Powerful You, because it's such a great way to look at it and reframe.
Yeah.
I just got to say, yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
I want to acknowledge you, by the way, for remembering to say that you are a magnificent receiver.
Yes. Cheers.
Forgotten to tell people. Okay.
Yeah.
So, is anybody not ready?
Get on your mark.
It's set. Okay. What you're going to do is, just from a clean slate, from this moment, write as fast as you can everything that you would like to receive in this lifetime to feel at peace and live as if you have lived a life of no regrets. Go. Anything you want to receive.
Yes. What is it you want to receive? Nothing is too small or too big. Everything. 1 minute for an entire lifetime list. Could be tangible things. It could be beingness. It could be relationships. It could be action. Physical, non-physical. Faster. This is the magic wand. No censoring.
Go ahead and stop wherever you're at, and then I want you to go back and just view the list, and I want you to erase in your mind anything maybe that's been at the top of your list lately, or from the past and it seems really important and it's a lifelong dream. Just come. I want you to come from a clean slate. And just from this now moment, choose the top three things on the list that resonate for right now that you really want. Like if you could only choose three from right for right now, what would be most important? And by the way, choose from a place of these three things now, but I still get to have the rest of the list.
Just for now.
And some of them, if you might pick something that doesn't seem logical to you because maybe there seems like other things are more important, doesn't matter, just follow your gut. What's going to happen with these three things is these are going to be the three top focuses for our class that you're going to allow yourself to receive, okay? If it seems like it's something huge and maybe it needs a bigger time span, what you will do is you'll be starting to allow in then, if it's not the complete thing, and maybe it's not the right timing for you, but you would like to, you know, start making things moving, you'll start allowing yourself to receive the next logical steps, wonderful things becoming in alignment so that it will be leading to this thing. Like, the ball will get rolling, and it doesn't even necessarily mean that you will do anything about it. These things may just, it'll pop up, and it may seem like magic to you. And for some of you, it will be like, oh, this has been in the works, and then something pops, you know, tomorrow. So these will be the three things that you're allowing yourself to receive. And what you'll want to do is make sure that this isn't just an exercise, you know, that we've done for the day and then it gets shoved somewhere in a folder or on your desk and you forget about it. Highly recommend putting them on 3x5 cards or, you know, printing out a big, huge paper in the biggest font you have, stating the three things. And I would state it as if you have already received this thing. Let's say you want a new car in the next 3 weeks. You would say, I love my new BMW. So you'll state it as if you already have it. And I would actually add an emotion, like some adjective that gives you, you know, revved up, pumped up when you read it. Like, I love my new BMW.
I'm so excited about. I'm beside myself. Go crazy. And one of the things, too, is to really get. Now, we're doing this over 5 weeks. We've got three classes, one every other week. Because we want you to, as Gina said, this isn't about you get off the phone and you're done until the next time we get on. This, we are now in action, okay? And it's really to keep the focus on this. And you're going to be practicing being in that vibrational space of having this thing that you want, of having it happen. And it's not about if or when, okay? So the question is not when will it happen. Is it going to happen? Remember that I hope it might happen, those kinds of questions. Step into ask and it is given. It's a done deal. All you have to do now is hold your focus on it as you are feeling really, really good. I love my new BMW. I am so thrilled about the new house. Just whatever it, you can do to get really excited about these top three things. Without anything, just go to feeling and playing with them for the sake of feeling good and knowing that it's coming. And I'm going to tell you, there was a gal who that was at an Abraham seminar, Abraham Hicks Publications, and for those that don't know what we're talking about, where have you been? but it was at one of their seminars, and the gal got in the hot seat, and she kept saying, Abraham, I decided I was going to have $30,000. So she made it a game, and this is exactly what we're asking you to do over the next few weeks. She made this game of, I'm getting $30,000. I wonder where it's coming from. So this is the place of curiosity you are to come from about these things that you've written down. Where's it going to come from? How is it going to get to me? I wonder how. And an armored truck. Wow, what if it was to come from the truck? You know, the money falls out of the truck and I get it. She passes the jewelry store. I wonder if it'll come from someone giving me a diamond ring. But she told everybody, I'm getting $30,000. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm getting $30,000. She just kept playing that game, and I wonder how. Kept it light. There was no heaviness, no muddled energy, just pure energy. Ooh, I'm getting $1,000. Or $30,000, where is it coming from? And she's sharing this with everybody she knows. And she gets a call from a friend of hers, and the friend says, are you sitting down? And she said, yes. And the friend says, I just won the lottery. She said, are you kidding me? She said, no, I really won. She says, oh, my gosh, you mean that's where my $30,000 is coming from? And the friend said, yes. True story. Mm-hmm. That's how she got it. And so you be open to possibility about how these things can come to you. Be open. It may come in ways that you can't even think about. Play the what-if-up game around this. Share it on the email. And let us help you with that as well, with the what-if-up. It can come in so many ways that we have no idea. So just be open to the possibility, not what you think is going to happen.
It would be really, I would really like to see, by the way, and it would be a great affirmation for you, because writing is your greatest point of focus. It is also a manifestation, because you actually see the thing on paper. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning. Mm-hmm. Is to send your three to the group.
Oh, yeah.
And you might, because by the way, you might get some really good ideas. Somebody might have something on their list you think,
I love that.
And it's just a great affirmation to get it out there. Now think about this. You can get yourself in a place of such belief about something, you will literally feel the joy as if it's already here, and you know that feeling. I know you've all had it before. It could have been about something small or big, and you just have that feeling. You know it's going to happen. It's the anticipation. Imagine 30 other people vibrating with you, holding that same point of focus, adding to the energy. This is not anything small. This is huge. This works. I mean, you've all heard people say the power of prayer and the power of this. When like-minded people come together focused on one thing, it only becomes like the big avalanche. You know, it's a snowball, and then it all just blows out. And this is in a good way.
And
like
what,
everything you're wanting will just pop right in front of you.
Yeah, and what's really cool, I mean, this is the 1 plus 1 equals 11. That's the kind of math exponentially we're talking about here. And the cool thing about it is when you have your things that you're sharing with the rest of the group, if you have any, quote, baggage, unquote, about it for yourself, we don't. We have pure energy around what you're wanting for yourself, and so therefore that amps it up even in you. And that's the power of having this whole group holding the focus for everyone else. Pure energy.
So on your 3x5 card, or if you're writing it out in the biggest font on your computer, you might even state your goals. And then I like what Eva just said about, I wonder where it's coming from, so that you can keep yourself engaged in the whole game, because you're anticipating it. You're going to be, you know, delighted and surprised. Where is it coming from? You never know. And so to be in the joy, this is all a game. But I can't tell you what will happen if you train yourself to stop. Like, it's almost as if you were refusing. Like, no more am I going down, and I'm not going to play the what if down game anymore, period. If I catch myself wondering, if I catch myself going backwards, meaning into my past, about the way I've manifested before, I literally refuse to go back there, and I will fight it as if, you know, I'm trying to swat a fly that's been in my office for, you know, 2 months, and it won't die. You're going to refuse to go back. You're going to refuse to go into the thoughts. You're not going to entertain doubt. I'm going to tell you, it's a mental practice. It's not always easy, but if you're committed to this process, this can be the most magnificent 5 weeks that you have ever lived.
And besides, you are magnificent receivers.
Really. So you can take it lightly, or you can get real serious about, you know what? And I mean serious not as in serious. I mean serious as in, no, really. This can be absolutely transformational. Are we going to have a lot of fun? Yes. But how willing are you to receive? how willing are you to not listen to anybody talk any kind of crap? And I mean crap because it's garbage. When someone starts talking about how something's not possible, or you got to be careful of this, or you better watch out for that, or this is, quote, the right way to get that, you got to be unwavering in your focus. Doesn't mean you have to fight back when you hear any of those things. You just have to get, think of it as a challenge for you to step up the bar on your focus if you start hearing any doubtful things around you.
And okay. Remember, my favorite quote, never face reality unless you like what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your eye on your vision. Hold your eye on your vision.
So I'm going to ask for another volunteer, and this volunteer would be somebody who, on a scale of 1 to 10, they're at an 8 or below around their belief that they will get these three things that they just chose.
Okay, I'll volunteer.
Who's this?
Michelle in Scottsdale.
And Michelle, what are you?
I'm probably not at an 8 yet.
Okay.
And Michelle,
yeah.
Darling, you are a magnificent receiver.
I am yes, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Michelle in Scottsdale. No,
you're
I'm not even sorry.
Receiver.
I'm a magnificent receiver.
Good job.
Yeah, cheers.
Nice. Okay. So let's just do a little coaching around it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what makes you think, let's choose one of the things only, okay?
Okay, well, I asked for some phenomenal things.
Oh, good.
All right. Go, girl.
Which is the one that you would like to get more aligned with most?
The financial goal.
Okay, what's the financial goal?
I asked for $1 billion.
A billion mm-hmm. dollars. Okay.
Yeah, well, we said anything.
Big.
Yeah.
Think big.
No,
yeah.
No, it's great. It's actually really great. What I like about $1 billion for you is if it seems really huge, and for some of you, you know, even if you say $1 million this year or $2 million, you can actually conceive of the thought that it's possible. And so we start, you know, getting into the hows a little deeper, and you actually start resisting it. So it's actually good that you pick something so huge.
I picked something so huge because I had no idea how to get it.
And that's what's serving you. When it's so huge you can't get your mind around it, you actually get out of your own way so that it can come.
So what's the feeling you would have from receiving $1 billion?
I'd feel really elated.
Elated? Why? What does it mean, $1 billion?
$1 billion gives me complete freedom.
Complete freedom and what?
To be creative and do the things that I want to do that I have just worked myself into bad habits of not doing.
Okay, so you'd be doing what you'd want to be doing, totally creative. Anything else?
It's just financial security.
Okay,
security. Great.
Anything else?
It would allow me to buy some things that I really feel are luxuries and are, so far, not to my price range.
Okay, so give me a couple of the first items you'd purchase.
Well, I would get my teeth fixed. I have... some teeth work planned.
Okay, good.
Dental work. And I would probably do some body work. I would join a very nice club with a private trainer, and I would really work on kind of re-engineering my body.
Okay.
Love it.
Anything? Give me one more thing that you'd go purchase right away.
I'd probably do a little work on my face.
Okay, cool. So, actually, I almost started drawing like a mind map as you were talking because... this, you can keep going to, first let's begin with the $1 billion. What will happen is you can absolutely, you could actually receive $1 billion in this class. That's the truth.
Okay.
Now
I'll accept that. Thank you.
And the truth of the matter is, if that's a really big stretch, it may take a little bit longer to have you get totally aligned, but what can happen in this class is you could actually receive more money than you've ever received because you are getting so aligned with $1 billion. And in order for you to do that, you will have to be in the practice of moving yourself into elation, the feeling of freedom, knowing that you can do whatever you want to do, allowing yourself creativity, and feeling the feeling of security now. That will be your practice to keep training yourself whenever you don't feel any of those feelings or when you do feel secure, like you wake up in the morning and you just feel good, like, oh, I feel good. Just an acknowledgement of where you are. Ask yourself, how could I feel even better right now? What would even create more feeling of security? So you'll want to start feeling the feelings now, because the universe, right, doesn't know what's real or not. So if you start experiencing yourself as a billionaire and you start walking around as a billionaire, what will happen is you will start getting more aligned with it, and you will start receiving some pretty darn magnificent things. And I would even start taking it down to the things you do with the money, like getting your teeth fixed, face work, body work, and start looking at what would those things give you. What would the feelings be, and how would you act if your teeth were fixed, if you had your face, you know, your face done? You know, how would you be looking at yourself in the mirror if that was already complete? Would you be smiling bigger? Would you look in the mirror and go, wow, nice skin? You know, God, I just feel younger. People would be giving you more compliments. You'd always expect people to say, you look good. What'd you do? People might even start, I haven't said this to somebody else. They cut their hair. I just saw them on Saturday. I hadn't seen them in 2 years. I said, what did you do different? I said, you look amazing. Like, you look like you got a facelift. And not that her face looked bad. It just looked like, whoa, she looks 20 years younger. She said, I just got my hair cut, and we're getting a new house. I'm just happy. Like, phenomenal. She literally did look 20 years younger, and she already looked great. But it's because of how she was feeling. So I would keep taking it deeper to start. And when Eva said acting as if earlier, you're going to be acting like a billionaireess. And how would that look?
There is an energy that gets given off from you when you're in that space. Your posture is different. You may even walk differently without even knowing it. But the energy that you're putting off is what people will see, and they literally will see the difference, even if you can't see it in yourself yet.
And what will also start happening is you might start doing some of these things now. You might find a way to get your teeth fixed right now. You might find something that you do to your skin. Maybe you don't get the face work done. Maybe it's some application you put on your skin and you do realize, woo, I actually see a difference. But the whole thing is going to be coming back to the essence. Like, of course you get to have the $1 billion. Why not? These are universal laws. You're not the one exception to the rule. No matter what you think and no matter what you've manifested in the past, you really can turn it around. And I would ask all of you to hold the next few weeks as, I am a magnificent receiver, and this will be an actual benchmark in your life where you really see that you have received more during this time and how you can turn it around from wherever you're at. Now, some of you are already pretty good receivers. You know, good things come to you all the time, and you see yourself as that. But now you're asking yourself, how much more
am I willing to have? Amp it up. You know, this is something that I was just sharing with someone, it was a client in the last hour, talking about the fact that even when you get to a point of ecstasy, let's say you're in bliss and you're in ecstasy, there is never a limit to how good it can get or how good you can feel. Never a limit. Can you imagine? So when you're in the best, best, best feeling place ever, asking yourself in that moment, and then what? And now what? How could I even amp this up? You know, ask the question. There is no limit to where you can go.
So, Michelle, what do you think, if there were just one thing that you were to practice over the next week or two that would have you in more a higher range of belief? It doesn't mean you have to get like, oh, yes, in that full expecting mode, but what would raise your believability for you that you could do or say or even just work on internally over the next few weeks to get more aligned with a billionaireess?
My life's incredible. Some kind of an affirmation, is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. It could be something you do. It could be an action you take. But if that's the first thing that came to you, that might be it. And that what you just reminded me of is going back to appreciation, looking for what is, you know, what, in fact, if you go to the words you were saying, you know, like creative, be looking for the evidence of these things in your life already. Where do you already feel elated? Where do you already feel freedom? Where do you already feel secure? So intuitively, is it an affirmation or is it something else?
Sure. How would I know?
How would you know what?
How would I know what would be the one thing that would
It would just come to you.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. You'll know. It'll be like, yeah, if I just practice that one thing, I would know I would raise my believability. And by the way, baby steps are okay.
And it could be, the affirmation could be exactly what what that step is.
Okay.
So if it doesn't come to you right now, just practice what you just said. And
well,
let us know
you.
How it goes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very
yes.
much. I appreciate it. Thank
we
you
We want to
so
hear... Sorry.
Cheers.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to go. We wanted, like, cheers.
Cheers.
Sure that you're sharing that on the email group as well. You know, I have to tell you just an example. Gina and I both have some examples, but and I didn't know this until, look, okay. I just became a grandmother.
Congratulations.
Yes,
cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
So, thank you. Yes, cheers.
Cheers.
Just a few years ago, like a couple of years or so ago, I found out a story about when I was a baby, a toddler, getting my first tricycle/bicycle. And mother told me the story, and I went, oh, my gosh, it's a perfect example of laws of attraction. How many of you, you know, you grew up with Santa Claus or something like Santa Claus, and you knew that the point was you asked for what you want, and then the assumption was you'd get it, right? There was no
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
This is the energy we're talking about here, okay? You ask Santa Claus, and you just knew because you had asked, you get to have it. It's not, you don't have to go work for it. You don't have to go do something, clean up your room two more times. You don't have to, you know, none of that. It's like asking, it is given, really. Well, here I am. I've asked Santa Claus, I want a bicycle. And I had no idea back then what my mother and dad were going through. No money. Couldn't pay bills, didn't even know if we were going to have a roof over our heads. I mean, I was oblivious, obviously, to all of that stuff. What are we going to put on the table for dinner tonight? And all I kept talking about was the bicycle I was getting for Christmas. And they were mortified. They were mortified because there was no way they could come up with the kind of money to give me a bicycle. And, of course, I wasn't expecting it from them. I expected Santa Claus to deliver. And I was so adamant about that, and I was so sure about that. In the same way I shared the lottery story, the gal with the 30,000, I was so sure, and this is the surety we want you to have, that there was never a question in my mind that I would get that bicycle. And when Mother shared this story with me a couple of years ago, I went, oh, my God. She says, and you know what? There was no way we would not have delivered that bicycle to you. Like, they had to sell the house and live in the car. I was going to have a bicycle. And that Christmas, I got my bicycle. So that...
So how did you get it? Did they pay for it?
They got it handled. I don't know. Maybe they're, you know, my grandparents paid for it. I didn't even get that far. My point is that when you are that sure, even at that age when I didn't even understand laws of attraction, and certainly my parents didn't understand laws of attraction, they knew that there was no to that request. It had to be a yes. And that's the way we want you all to hold what you're asking for here. You get it, and you get it by knowing you're having it. You don't know the how. I knew nothing about what was going on in the background, that's for sure. I knew what I wanted. And I expected it, and that's where we want you to be. Expect it, because believe me, the universe is rich, 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 and the universe can deliver to you anything that you can think of to ask, anything.
You know, part of being a magnificent receiver, when you get in the place that Eva's talking about, you're unwavering. You just, this is it. I'm getting this thing. Whatever it is, it's my time. I've decided I'm getting aligned with this. What will happen is, if there is any action, and I say if, because sometimes there is no action needed, if there is an action for you to take, ideas will start popping into your head. Now, here's what we want you to do. If you don't already have something like this, create a document, you know, in your computer, or just get a diary or journal. Start capturing all the ideas that come to you. Any inspired action that comes into your brain, write it down, even if you're not going to do anything about it right now. And don't blow off anything as, oh, that won't help. Don't judge it. You're just going to start capturing all the inspired ideas around each of your three things that happen. Now, by the way, I'm going to say you can pretty much bet on it, like almost guaranteed. When you start getting to this receiving mode, you will get more creative than you've ever been, and you'll get inspired actions on all kinds of stuff will start flowing. Write every single thing down, even if it doesn't pertain to your three desires. Because what will happen is that we want you to start taking extreme inspired action when it feels perfect. Okay, and some of these ideas, they may not come, they may not be done now, but they'll be done in the perfect timing, you know, 2 months from now. And we don't want you to judge. We want you to get in the habit of actually trusting anything that gets downloaded into your brain, even if it doesn't make sense. What this practice is, and it's part of what people who do that are really in that flow, they pay attention. They pay attention to all the little intuitive hits that come. They do not disregard anything. So it'll be real important to capture those. Eva, do you want to say anything else about that?
I say hope. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
What she said.
Okay. And for some of you, to get yourself in a better receiving mode or higher believability, I'm going to go back to Michelle because she had her $1 billion that she wants to receive. You might want to come up with a movie star or some historical figure who represents a person who's good at receiving that sort of thing. So, you know, you come up with, Oprah's really good at receiving money. I mean, one of the wealthiest women we know. So, you can play a role if that would help you get more in alignment with your believability around the thing that you want to have. And I think it's kind of fun, you know, thinking, I always have that. Whenever I come up against, I want to create some new strategy or I want to get financially ahead or there's some issue comes up, I always ask myself, now how would Donald Trump do this? Or would he be tripping out about this bill? Or this is small potatoes, and it gets me right over it because it's all a different perspective. And we're wanting to expand your perspective on what you're allowing yourself to receive. Any questions? We've been talking heads and going pretty fast. Or does anybody have any other quick niggles that they want to help you get in the more alignment with?
Well, this is Marty. I just had a question about what.
And Marty, who are you?
I'm a magnificent receiver.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Yes, go ahead with your question.
So, the thing about, like, when you use the example of Oprah,
mm-hmm.
of being a good receiver of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it just saying, well, what would Oprah do or Donald Trump or whatever, or is it actually start like doing what you imagine whatever the person is that you think would be good at receiving whatever it is you want?
Either way.
Which feels best, in either way or always?
What you just reminded me of when we talk about Oprah, I think Oprah is a good one. If you're one of those people, I know a lot of people use their past and how well they've not done to give them evidence about why it's not possible now. And I like to look at people who came from nothing and created something. And that's good proof for you. So if you're one of those people, Oprah is a good person to look at and go, you know, she wasn't born with a silver spoon. She was able to turn herself around after everything that she'd been through and become what she is. So if she could do it, you absolutely can. And I think you can use any way you want using these icons to really help support you and your believability for you, whatever works. And for some of you, may be like, that's hokey, I'm not doing that. Then don't.
By the way, Oprah is a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Does that answer your question, Marty?
Yes, thanks very much.
Okay, cool. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Yeah, this is Whitefire.
Yes.
Who are you, Whitefire?
And I am a magnificent, fabulous, wonderful...
Oh,
cheers!
And I just want to say that the whole idea, when you said to pick the thing that isn't necessarily the next step, isn't necessarily, but it's what you really align with, changed me completely.
Mm.
Completely, completely. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Because it is so amazing, because all of a sudden, all the juice just flowed.
Mm.
Because it wasn't in my head about fixing anything, making anything happen, and I was just like, oh, my God, these are going to happen. And when you said afterwards, you said, God, what was it you said? You just basically said that these are the three things that we're going to work on this time, which, you know, you're saying to pick three things, but you didn't, I didn't expect to be working on them this time.
Mm.
And it was like perfect.
Good.
It's like, oh, what a big difference in my thinking, my feeling, my I'm certain my manifestation.
This is. I'm glad you brought this up because this is important on a day-to-day basis. For, even
yeah.
if you know you didn't apply this to these three things, if you looked at, I know I keep a daily. You know, what are my six things I'm going to do? A lot of times, the thing I'll spend the most time on may be something that's not even on my list today, and I have to remind myself by doing these dishes. Even though I think the dishes aren't going to make me money, the feeling it gives me when that kitchen sink is clean puts me in more of a receiving mode, and it actually will impact my income. So don't judge, by the way. If you feel inspired to do something, this is good training for you. Even if it doesn't look like what you're supposed to do, but you feel compelled to do it, know it will impact what you're manifesting.
Inspired is inspiration, which means in spirit. It's coming from spirit. So anytime you're moving from inspiration, you are right on track to everything you've been asking for.
Great. So, yes. Eva, you want to close with
yes.
our cheer?
Yes. So, remember the cheer. I'm going to ask, what are you going to do this week? And you're going to tell me receive. And I'm going to ask, how are you going to do it? And you're going to tell me effortlessly. And then you're going to go out and do it that way.
So, but take yourselves off mute.
Yes. And here we go. What are you going to do this week?
Receive.
And how are you going to do it?
Effortlessly.
And so it is.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
And a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye.